Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
All right, let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in a coach from one of our REMAX Big Three games, Randy Dreiling from St. Thomas Aquinas. And Coach, real impressive performance last week over Olathe West. They had a great run, but you guys really came out and took care of your business. And I know you did it without Tank Young and your quarterback as well. What did you like about how some of the kids stepped in and stepped up for some of those guys who didn't play this last week?
Well, it's, you know, we focused on playing each game each week, and our kids did a great job of that. I was real proud of Blake Anderson, our sophomore quarterback, you know, stepping into a tough situation in a semifinal game. He was outstanding, made most of his reads correctly. It's 4-for-4 throwing, so, you know, real pleased with that. And, of course, the replacement for Tank is Cam, who was our career rushing, single-season rushing record holder year before, so we didn't lose much there, but yeah, kids played well.
Coach, if you don't mind, give us a description of the Wichita Northwest offense and what they do offensively that you guys are looking to stop.
Well, briefly, they score a bunch of points in a hurry. They line up and snap the ball as fast as you've ever seen, and you better make tackles. If you don't, they're gone.
Well, when you look at a team like Wichita Northwest, it scored 80 points and then 67 last week. Is there anybody that you've played that looks like them?
Well, I saw the Chiefs on TV the other night. Very, very similar. You know, they got size similar to Miege, but their running backs, you know, he's 220 pounds. They're main running back. So, no, we haven't played anybody quite like them. The quarterback's a powerful runner, and then they've got another scat back type kid that's really fast and good. So I haven't really seen anybody that runs the ball quite like they do this year.
But, Coach, your run defense has been outstanding. You guys have just played great up front in the run game on defense. I think you'll be just fine, don't you?
Well, our fits are going to have to be good. And like I said, when you get there, you're going to have to tackle this kid. You know, if you don't, you're in for a long night. So we're counting on, you know, guys being in the right positions. And, of course, you know, as fast as they go, you got to line up. And so we simplified that a little bit. And so we're going to, you know, line up and like I said, make our fits and blow up pullers. And then the last guy's got to bring the guy down. So if we do that, you know, we've got a chance.
Well, tell me this. Their defense has given up a lot of points. Is that a product of them moving so quickly on offense and scoring so quick that their defense is right back out on the field? Or do you see some things that hopefully you guys can put up some points on them as well?
Well, we're going to have to. You know, we're going to have to score points. And, you know, they ran 90-some plays last week on offense. And when you do that, you score as quickly as they do. You know, that puts their defense on the field a lot. So, you know, you've got opportunities on the flip side of that. So I think it's a product of that a little bit, you know, that they're just, their offense is scoring so much so fast, and the defense is on the field a lot.
Coach, I know you don't plan to punt the football, but if you do need to punt the football, how's your punt coverage been, and are they a concern to you on the punt return?
Well, I think they're too, you know, they've got people that can, you know, make big plays on the special teams front also. And so, you know, we're going to have to cover. We've been, you know, pretty good on our, when we, you know, when we've got some good punts off, we've been, you know, pretty good on our punt coverage. But hopefully, you know, we're going to practice extra harder on offense so we don't have to punt the ball very much.
That's the question. What would the over under on punts be in that game?
Yeah, there probably won't be a lot.
Well, tell me this.
Go with the under.
Tell me this. You're going in back-to-back years, and now you've been three times in 5 years. Does that help your team just knowing what to expect this week and going through the things that you go through getting ready for a state championship game?
You know, I think it does. I think the familiarity of being in that game, you know, makes it takes a little bit of the awe off. And certainly last year, you know, going down there and not winning, not that you need extra focus in a state championship game, but it certainly provides that for us. You know, our kids are, you know, we know how it is to get real close and then not finish the job. So I think that's provided a little extra motivation.
Well, Coach, this is the time of year we really like at Preps KC. We get to openly root for teams. And so good luck. Go down to Pittsburgh and bring home a state title.
That's the goal. Thank you. I appreciate it, Dion. You guys, thanks for doing all you do for high school football in Kansas City.